We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Over ice.
A power up in a cup.
Energize.
Or a blueberry lemonade smoothie.
Blend it up in your cup.
Made with real fruit, real juice for a real sip and good summer.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup, all for a limited time.
Who's thirsty?
Welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. I got my friend Scott, who's going to be talking about some essential oils today, and one of my favorites personally. He has a very unique story to tell us.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking a little bit more. It's a little bit more than essential oils. It's truly, it's about kind of a natural wellness journey that we've been on the past 11 years and how this even came to be, really, because a lot of people don't even know essential oils even exist. So that's one. Two is not all oil essential oils are created equally. And we came across this that has really truly helped my wife specifically and our family more ways than you can ever imagine. And I firmly believe that these essential oils and what we're doing on a day-to-day basis is truly what has kept my wife alive. It's been an emotional journey, that's for sure. And I like to have fun and all that sort of stuff. But all seriousness, it's something that we need to think about. We need to talk about natural wellness and stop and think about all the medications that we're taking on a day-to-day basis to mask all these ailments that we're dealing with. Like, especially with the world that we're in right now, is the emotional and mental and physical traumas that people are dealing with on top of what they're doing before 2020 even came to be. It's just phenomenal. It blows my mind, man. And that's where it really began for me literally 11 years ago. Like I've ran my own business for the past 18 years now in printing and marketing and staff. And I have had my own building. I have staff overseas, and this is where none of that really matters when you don't have your health and your loved ones are dealing with health issues. And this is where that pivot really took us. And it's been a phenomenal pivot because I've learned so much over the past 11 years through this journey. And it really started even before essential oils, man. It really started with seeing all these different practitioners where you go from blood work to MRIs to CAT scans to neurologists to you name it, to chiropractors, massage therapists, to acupuncturists, to Chinese doctors, to, and then different varieties of different chiropractors. And then you're seeing different dentists because we know our teeth have a lot to do with our body. And it's tiring. It takes a lot on a person's body, right?
I can agree with that because I have one too many doctors myself. I have one for my ears, nose, and throat. Nothing wrong with my throat, but just my ears. I always had a bad ear when I was born. I eventually became deaf in my right ear because of a cholesteatoma, which is really, really fun. And basically all I could pronounce people's names was Ba because I couldn't hear anything else. And luckily for me, I was smart enough to point at everything that I wanted or needed. So because... But yeah, it really did stink, and I had that doctor. I see a dentist. I see an orthodontist. I had braces. I think it was sometime in middle school and high school, I think.
That's how you get that Matt Damon smile, buddy.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. I love
and
it.
And then I also got, I also have, what other doctors do I see? It's not even that important. The list just goes on and on. I cut back on some of my doctors over the years, but still a handful.
Absolutely. And listen, I'm not saying that we don't need our doctors. What I'm saying is we need to pay attention, be mindful of who we're seeing, what are we seeing them for, and are they truly talking and trying to figure out what your ailments are and to try to get you back to a place without feeding medication as much as possible, because we get to this in society all the time, and it's happened with us in our family a lot, is they don't know exactly what they're dealing with, which is normal. That's why doctors are so amazing, is they really try to figure out what that is. But through that journey, is it's the prescriptions nonstop on top of each other in our body that really set my wife's health in a spiral down. And that's what we started really learning, is it, over so many years of this happening, is she was dealing with a lot of inflammation. She was dealing with leaky gut. And with inflammation, we found a really cool book by Dr. Amy Myers. It's called The Autoimmune Solutions. And I'm not saying that she has an autoimmune disease or anything like that, but the big part about this book is how you deal with inflammation with the foods that you eat and the liquids that you put into your mouth. Because we know that food is medicine. And we know that there's a lot of foods out there that do not serve our bodies well. And if we can get, once we started getting to a lot of this inflammation in her body, where she had migraines, she had eye pressure, she had neck tension, headaches, migraines, and swellingness in her neck. She had joint pain. She had, you know, when you sleep on your arm and then your arm comes out of it for about 6, 8, 10 seconds, and it's all tingly, but it's like super painful. That was my wife's entire body for years, right? So going through different 3 nutritionists and all these different things, no one could figure out what the heck was going on in her body. So once we were able to reduce the inflammation in her body through food, that there really reduced that tingling in her body by about 90%. But why did it take 7 years for us to do our own research to get to this? And that's why I like to talk about it as self-directed healthcare, because it was truly self-directed by us saying enough is enough. And it took a neurologist to say, well, this all has to be in your mind. You need to go see a psychiatrist. It's like, no, this is not in my mind. For me not to be able to walk up a flight of stairs like a normal human being, that's a problem. There's something else going on. So that was kind of the trigger for us to say, okay, we're on our own here. We need to start digging into some research on our own. So we turned to Dr. Google and Dr. Facebook, and we just jumped in, right? And we found that it really did help her quite a bit with that. So inflammation is definitely a real thing that we need to be conscious of. And if you are dealing with chronic pain, chronic illness, chronic whatever it may be, do some research on inflammation, because we know that 80% of ailments in North America alone are from inflammation in our body. So if we can reduce that naturally, that's naturally going to give us a longer lifespan, a little bit more of an enjoyable life. And
so how does inflammation occur in the body?
It's with inflammation foods. So give me an example. One that I'm not a big fan of tomatoes anyways, but that's just me. But my wife used to love tomatoes. She's half German, right? So tomatoes is one of those foods that are really high on the inflammation list when it comes from just vegetables, right? So there's legumes, there's kale. There is a lot of different nuts like almonds and stuff like that. These are high inflammation, high oxalate foods, which if you're dealing with some of these issues, it's just go into Google and type in high inflammation foods. Take a look at it, right? I'm not saying that I'm a doctor and I'm going to cure you. What I'm saying is be curious, right? Self-educate is get in there on yourself and go, okay, what am I feeling? And then she gets to a point where she's eating some foods where the nutritionist say, well, you need to go vegan, or you need to go vegetarian, or you need to do this. And the problem is doing those things for her almost killed her, right? So when she was eating food, she felt like she was actually drunk, like literally she had like 10 beers. Like that's a problem, that her body is just not dealing with those foods properly. So then we started going through all those different hoops, and we started figuring out that she had a root canal, two root canals done about 6 years ago. And this brought us down our next rabbit hole. And it was inflammation, also bacteria-based, that had to do with bacteria in her body. And we didn't know where all this stuff was coming from. So we started turning to, she kept on going back to the dentist. And we found this documentary in Dr. Facebook. And it's called The Root Cause. That's the name of the documentary. It used to be on Netflix, and it got pulled from Netflix. A little bit of, I don't want to say conspiracy theory, but the Dental Association was not too happy with it. Let's put it that way. But look into this sort of stuff. It's kind of leading edge, but it's kind of down the middle of Western medicine, holistic medicine. But that was probably the biggest rabbit hole that we went down that gave her the most amount of benefit. And when you have a root canal, they don't tell you much about this sort of stuff, is that when they remove the tooth and the actual nerve, they put a screw in. We know this part. But what we don't know in a lot of those cases is that they leave a small little gap at the end of that screw, which is a small area that's in your jaw that's warm and moist all the time. And it's a breeding ground for bacteria. We didn't know this for 5.5 years. So we had this special scan done that actually looks for bacteria in your mouth. And lo and behold, exactly where those two root canals were was just filled with bacteria. And then we were doing our research, said, oh, you need to find a new holistic dentist. I'm like, what the heck is a holistic dentist? I'm like, that's a thing? So like, okay.
Sounds fake.
That's exactly what I said. So it's like, come on. So it's like, okay, go to Google, holistic dentist near me. Click. It's like, holy crap, there's 47 different ones near me. Are you kidding me? So we just started calling them, and we had those two teeth holistically.
Forget everything that you know about a web browser, because you will be blown away by Psychic Browser. It's no ordinary web browser like Firefox, Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, and all the other web browsers out there. It's based on productivity. And let me just name a few other functionalities that it has. It's very fast. It blocks ads by default. You don't see that with Google Chrome, do you?
Nope.
And there's also a built-in sidebar, so you can have all your tools and systems all in one place without having to go search and wait for the web page to load. It's just right there with the click of a button. Try Psychic out below with the link in the show notes and descriptions for more information about Psychic. It'll boost your productivity probably tenfold, because that's what I use it for, is productivity. Check out Psychic and tell them I sent you.
Removed. And the funny part is that when she had those two teeth removed, literally that night was the first time in years, no neck pain, eye pressure was gone, migraines were gone, headache was gone, the tingling was like 99% gone, just by removing those two teeth, right? In that documentary, this is the part that blew my mind. And this is the research that they did. This is them doing the research, not me, is that women that have breast cancer, 70 to 75% of women that have breast cancer have a root canal on the same side. Think about that number. Like, Jimmy, that's insane.
Yeah, it is. Boy, I wish I didn't pull that, because I would have watched it.
Yeah, it's on YouTube right now. It's on YouTube right now. I think it's $5. So it has that many views that they ended up started charging for it. Put it that way. Right? So for $5, it's a great watch. It's very educational on how much your teeth really do affect your body in going through this. And all those different practitioners that we are seeing, they always said to my wife, well, your liver's not functioning properly. It's not working properly. It's not functioning. They kept on going on and on and on. And there's a Chinese wheel that they have. And it's a diagram on what teeth are connected to what organs. Lo and behold, those two exact two teeth are the two teeth that are connected to her liver. Today, her liver is starting to work properly. Why is that? Right? That's how twisted and amazing and crazy and how our body is designed to heal itself. We just need to give it the right tools. And this is where we were introduced to essential oils at that moment in time. And we started using oils for oil pulling and stuff like that. I was not a big fan at the beginning of it. That is for sure. I was very skeptical. I'm like, get this boo-boo crap out of here. What the heck's an oil going to do? And that is typically in the industry, probably 80 to 90% of the people, which is okay. Until you have a moment where it's like, what? And how it's actually helped you and where it's actually relieved and helped support those ailments. It's like no other. It really chops up to where pure therapeutic grade essential oils, how they're distilled, how they're made, and how you use them truly does matter. And we had this moment, which I remember like it was literally last night, and this was a few years back. It was late at night. It was around 11:30 at night, and I was watching a movie, and my wife was in the bath where she typically has an Epsom salt bath at night to help with some of the detoxing, and my two kids are asleep. And I hear some crying. I'm like, what the heck? This is weird. So I run up the stairs and I check on my son, Ryan. I'm like, okay, no, he's asleep. Check on my daughter, Caitlin. No, she's asleep. I go into our bedroom. Lo and behold, my wife's on basically in fetal position, the end of our bed, bawling in tears in pain. And I'm like, what in the heck is going on? And at that moment, I'm like, okay, I'm going to call the ambulance. And she's like, no, just give me a second. I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, well, every second matters here. This is what we kind of like, we've been told and beat over our heads so many times. I'm like, no, I'm just going to call the ambulance. And by the time they get here, if everything's okay, then we'll just send them away. She's like, just give me a second. It's like, okay. And beside our bedside, we have some carrier oil and some essential oils there. And being a typical male, we know this. We typically don't listen a lot to our wives. There's like a small percentage. Like if they say something, you remember like 10 to 20% of it, if that, right? And I'm lucky that I remembered the carrier oil with the oil because this is really early on in my ages. Time with the essential oils. So anyways, I grabbed the carrier oil and I squeezed it in my hand. It went all over me, all over the floor. And I grabbed the lemongrass. I grabbed the lavender. I was rubbing it on her belly and on her back. I'm like, so am I calling the ambulance or what? Like, what's going on? And she's like, just give me a second. And it took about 45 seconds or a minute. And then she sat up and I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, are you okay? And she's like, I think so. And I'm a little bit of a jokester, right? And I go, so did you too? And she's like, no, why would you say that? I go, I don't know, maybe it's gas pains. What the heck, man? Don't freak out on me. And it was one of those things. And it was kind of, then I stepped back. I'm like, wait a second. Did the oils actually do something? And I was just sitting there and it was literally like, it felt like it was hours, but it was only like another minute or so. And I sat up, I'm like, maybe the oils did something. And she's like, well, what oils did you use? And then we started talking about it. And my wife's an ultrasound tech, so a little bit of background on science and biology is kind of her thing, which was not my thing at the time. And I'm like, so how does that work? Like, I put oils on you, a minute or so later, we're having a conversation. Like, what the heck? And it was one of those aha moments, man. Like, I was a little bit emotional at that time, and it was like, I need to make some shifts here and changes in my mindset on how holistic medicine can help support our bodies and what we do here in our household for our family and for our kids. Like, we have a cold. Okay, we're going to go get some antibiotics. Okay, you know what? I'm feeling a little foolish. I have a headache. No, I'm going to go grab some Tylenol and Advil and just keep on popping the ibuprofen. That was our thing. And I'm like, so if that stopped us from going from Emerge, what else can it do? Can it actually help truly support our body system? Like, can it do it? And so I went on a little bit of a rampage researching like a madman, and I found that essential oils within 20 seconds reach your brain. Within 2 minutes, approximately 2 minutes, it's in your blood. Within 20 minutes, approximately, it's in every cell in your body. I was like, are you kidding me? So are you saying that essential oils can actually truly get into the cells of our body? Then I'm thinking, wait a second, most medications we take are water-based. And if we know that our cells are oil-based, how can medication get into the cells to help beat up some of the viruses and stuff like that we're dealing with? I was like, come on, it can't be true. So the more research I did, it is true. I was like, what? It's like, okay. I'm like, so if aromatherapy, which is what we have here, is a thing, what I breathe in matters, what I put on my skin matters, and what I take internally matters, that means all the toxins and chemicals that we use to clean is actually truly chemicals and toxins in our body that it needs to detox. It's like, what? It's like, come on. So I grabbed my two kids. I grabbed my wife. We grabbed every cleaning solution we had in the house, shampoo, conditioner, mouthwash, toothpaste, floors, tiles, the fridge, the stove, the Windex, the Febreze, the thing, the little candles you put in the walls. We took all of it and put it on a table. I'm like, so you're telling me that all of this is 100% chemical and this is building up in my system, and over time I could develop different ailments from this stuff? Why weren't we taught this? Why aren't we talked about this? Like, you know enough that chemicals are bad for us.
Oh, I know. Oh, I think I know the reason.
Right.
Because they want to make money.
Absolutely. But it's cheap and it's efficient. It's cheap, it's efficient, and it's a money. It's a money thing. Right.
But
what most people do, they read the front of the bottle, right? They go natural, clean, organic, or fresh, whatever. But you turn that around.
Companies use natural.
Yeah, but even then, you turn around and it says fragrance and then all the different chemical constituents in them. It's like, what the heck?
None of those things are natural.
And that's the thing. Like, and we start going down this, our body naturally wants natural things. I keep on saying this to the audience and to the podcast that I'm on and to my family. It's like, if our body keeps on wanting natural things, why are we feeding it all these chemicals day in and day out? And we wonder why our bodies are not repairing, they're not healing themselves, and we're feeling like garbage. Like, and I'm knocking myself in the head. I'm like, I'm such an idiot. Like, this is so in front of us, but none of us pay attention to it. It's like going through the drive-through McDonald's three times a day. We do it because it's convenient and easy, right? If that was there was...
I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Low Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to exclusive members' private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99, and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years, and I hope I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you.
Perhaps you were
kind of tricked because how many commercials do people see on TV? You see all these commercials for, this is a natural product, and they always like, hey, look at that person's smile. Look, that thing can make that person's teeth white and everything, and you want that, but they trick you in these schemes on, like, what, how long is a regular commercial? Like, what, 15, 20 seconds?
Yeah.
And they kind of manipulated you into thinking, hey, you know what, here's this amazing product. Yeah. And you know what, if you order now, you can get one and buy one now and get one half off, or here's a free one for you.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's the first 5 seconds is pitching what it can do for you, and then the last three quarters of it is all the side effects of what that is.
Death, stroke, heart attack.
Like, it's just mind-blowing. But we fall for it all the time. So I have chronic migraines. This is going to fix your migraines, but you can get all these leaky guts, cancer, all these other issues. But you don't worry about that because it's fixing your migraine. It's like, hello, people, wake the heck up, man. And this is one of the, that was one of those aha moments where that all clicked in for me. And since then, it was kind of like, we're in, like, we're getting rid of, like, everything on that table was recycled that day. And we have not looked back. We've used, we basically make our own cleaning solutions, vinegar and water and essential oils, which are antibacterial.
You're going to have to give me some of those recipes.
Yeah. Like, there's tons, man. Like, it's better for us. It's better for the environment and it's way cheaper. Why wouldn't I do it? Like, it, to me, it just makes sense. It's just people don't know how to clean naturally. So to create these little DIYs, it's super important for people to do that. And aromatherapy, just that part of it alone, people dealing with emotional and mental trauma issues, like, we know aromatherapy can actually help support your mood. It affects us on the cellular level. What you smell in. So if you're smelling citrus, like a wild orange or lemon or green mandarin or grapefruit or mixtures of these, we know that when it hits your frontal lobe, it's actually going to help lift your mood at the chemical level in your body. We know this from a science. So instead of using Febreze or candles that are all fragrance, which is all chemicals, which is tricking you that you're smelling lavender for, say, to help you sleep or help support your sleep, it's actually not lavender. It's actually all chemical, and you're actually bringing in chemical and you're tricking your mind, but you're getting all those chemicals in your body now detox, right? So that's the difference in what's out there. And then you look at the different essential oils that are on the marketplace, 95% of them are adulterated. What does that mean? They have chemicals, they have pesticides, they have fillers in them. So they can actually sell a ball of peppermint for like $5. Like, peppermint essential oil, a pure therapeutic grade essential oil, one drop's equivalent of 27 teas. Their peppermint, there's not even a comparison because only maybe one drop in that entire bottle could be pure peppermint. That's the problem.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Over ice.
A power up in a cup.
Energize.
Or a blueberry lemonade smoothie.
Blend it up in your cup.
Made with real fruit, real juice for a real sipping good summer.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup, all for a limited time.
Who's thirsty?
That's the problem in the industry that people don't realize. Going to buy them from Walgreens or Walmart or the health store, and it says right on the bottle, do not take peppermint internally for aromatic use only. Like, think about that. Peppermint essential oil, you can take internally as long as it's the right brand of essential oil. And that is the difference between therapeutic oils and medicinal oils to help support your body versus all the fragrance, crappy stuff out there that people think that they're being healthy with, and they're not. They're actually adding more toxins into their body. And I'm so passionate about that because if I use those oils at my wife at her worst possible time, that could have produced a lot of unwanted issues and could have set her off in a way that would not be good. And that's why using pure, potent therapeutic oils is so, so important. And that's why we advocate so hard and so importantly to educate people. We lead with education. And if you don't lead with education when you're trying to help yourself and help your body and help your friends and family, it's not going to go well because you're going to be taking more toxins and chemicals into your body that need to detox. And if your body's already in fight or flight mode, it's going to be hard, man. It's going to be hard.
Well, speaking of aha moments, I actually had an aha moment with the essential oils too. I get really bad allergies, mostly during the summer months, but then there's times where during the winter months where I kind of have allergies, depending on how bad it is. And I'm allergic to pollen. And so it really, Mother Nature hates me.
No, she doesn't.
But maybe it's the other way around, where I hate Mother Nature, period, because I live in the nice cold weather of Pennsylvania during the winter months. Honestly, I lied. I don't really hate Mother Nature, but my aha moment was I tried every single allergy medication on the shelf, and even the strong allergy medications behind the shelf in the pharmacist, and I kid you not, I went through Zyrtec, Claritin, the strong kinds.
Yep.
What was the other ones? Allegra D. There's probably a lot more than that, but I tried them. And guess what? There's a few summers where some of them work. I might take them starting before the summer so I can just build up. And sometimes they work. Well, it wasn't this year, but it was last year I found out none of them worked. It didn't work at all in that year. Didn't work in the fall. So my eyes were all puffy and red. People thought I had pink eye and everything else. And it's like, well, you have germs. And it's like, what? Do I look that bad? And it's like, yeah, you look like crap. And it's like, I'm really so glad that people really think I look like crap. I appreciate it. So I did some research, like Scott, and I found a essential oil recipe for allergies. I forget the recipe off the top of my head. I saved it somewhere.
Lavender and lemon.
I think it was more like,
Those three combined, you put one drop in a veggie capsule, and that'll help support seasonal threats.
Well, this one is a roller. So I think it was,
you can do it in a roller too. You put those three in a roller ball. Same thing.
Well, I think it was, may have been peppermint. But I could be wrong. I had to look after this, but, because now I'm not really sure. Like I said, I saved it somewhere. I don't remember where I put it. I should put all my stuff in one place. This. The internet can be a distraction place. It's full of distractions like social media, shopping, and so many more websites that are very distracting, just like video games and whatnot. But it is all over the place. So much noise going on. Well, with a blocker tool like Freedom Blocker, it can block all those distraction websites that you find distracting. I block RuneScape, Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media marketing tools. Without Freedom Blocker, I wouldn't be able to run crazyfitnessguy.com because I'd be distracted all day long. But thanks to them, I'm no longer distracted. Go to visit the web link in the show notes for more information about Freedom Blocker, for more information about what they do, what they are, and whatnot. And you can, and the best part about Freedom Blocker, you can use it on all of your devices, Apple, Windows, Macs, tablets, and more. Visit them to find learn more information. This past summer I've been using it on and off, and sometimes, and during the fall right now until the leaves fall off this tree, I've been using it, and my eyes never got puffy. I didn't get any. I still sneeze occasionally, but that could be from the dust inside my house. It's not dusty, but anyway, it could be from the dust, or it could be just still some allergies, but it's not like, oh, I'm rubbing my eyes and my eyes are tearing. Like it was so bad last year. I was like, oh, like people just like comment at me. It's like, holy crap, Jimmy. It's like, are you sick? And it's like, you don't look so good. And it's like, thank you. I appreciate your kind words to me. And it's like,
I love it.
I was like, gee, but yeah, these essential oils have helped me with, sleeping very well, because I have all these minds. I have all these ideas racing in my head at night. I use lavender every single night, or cedar wood. But I found these essential oils to be useful. And what's really funny, some of my, family members like to joke around with me about them. It's like, oh, there's a for girls, or they don't work, there's beauty, witchcraft. And it's like,
I get the same thing. Because most essential oils are a lot of women use them, right? And when they see guys do it, it's kind of like, they kind of give you that, huh? Look, it's like, hey, man, it's helped me literally in my family be not sick for 4.5 years. We haven't had any colds, flus, anything for 4.5 years. You can call me whatever the heck you want, man. I'm not getting sick. How are you doing?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It also helped me, you know, get rid of a lot of pimples on my face that my brother liked to point out to me. That, and it's like, and Jimmy, you look like you had a rash on your face. Yeah. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah,
and it's like, and now he's asking me for tips. And yeah, it's exactly. Like, your face looks so much better than mine. And it's like, huh? What? Exactly. They look clearer.
Yeah, we have an oil for that.
Yeah. Now everybody wants my expert opinion. I'm not an expert.
Right, I hear you. But we have a team. Like with doing all this and helping our whole family through this, it's been one of those things now where we've helped ourselves to a certain point and gotten to a livable life, that where before she could barely walk up the stairs, so now we're doing bike rides and badminton and hiking and stuff like this, where now we turn it into kind of like, we need to educate more people on this. And we now have a team literally worldwide that help advocate and help others with self-directed healthcare and using essential oils safely, effectively, and coming up with different blends for different things and how to use them in a diffuser and just to help support their bodies and their kids. Right, they're safe for kids, and it's just helping them through these things. So we've built kind of an international team for it. So it's great.
So I have a question for you. So do you think, in your opinion, and I know you're not an expert, neither am I, but what do you think of do you think people? Maybe people, the reason why people are not really into essential oils is because because it's not FDA approved.
That's a great question. I think it's a twofold question. One is there's a lot of people that believe that if it's not on the FDA, that you shouldn't be using it. That's one. Two is those people are not dealing with ailments that are outside of Western medicine control, and they haven't had the experience or the belief with somebody in their circle that has actually helped them. That's from my personal experience doing this for the last few years in that space. I think the second one, which is even more important, which is even bigger, I think, than that, because I don't think that's a large number of people. I think it's the lack of education. A lot of people don't even know essential oils exist. And when people think of essential oils, like, oh, that smells pretty. That's all it is. Like, oh, that one smells like lavender. It's so beautiful. It's like, yeah, but you don't understand what lavender can truly do for you. And that's where the lack of education of what oils, essential oils in different blends, different single oils can actually do to help support your body and different ailments. And it's much bigger than what people think. It's our company is $3.5 billion in company right now. We have over 1 billion customers. So it's not a small company. It's not a small thing. More people are catching on to it because they're starting to understand that holistic medicine is a much better way of living in life because you're preventing ailments from happening. So it gets you out of the place where you could be potentially going to the clinic, to the hospital for all these small little ailments, and letting our Western medicine frontline workers do what they do best on the people that truly do need those surgeries, or those, you've gotten a car accident or your arm's hanging off or whatever it may be. That is truly what we need to get back to, where Western medicine and holistic is an integrated medicine, and let them do what they do best, and let holistic medicine do what they do best. And it, once we get to that point, it's going to be pretty amazing. And there's a stat out there right now that only 2% of the United States use essential oils. 2%. That's a small, small number. And it's already a $3-something billion company, right?
There's other people. Right? People are missing a lot.
Absolutely. And this is why, like, I get so excited. I'm so excited that you and I are talking on the podcast today, because we want to help more people understand of the possible life that they could be living and the abundance that they can have from using essential oils and proper supplementation, proper enzymes, proper probiotics that are not filled with pesticides and fillers and synthetics and all this sort of stuff, where people are buying all their supplements from Costco because they can get a bottle that's this big for $9. Well, think about that, people. What you're getting is, yes, it does say multivitamin on there. Yes, it does. You're right.
But it can be filled with wood chips.
Yeah, literally, yeah, right? How's that powder taste? It's just, is it truly healthy?
Tasty.
Right? But are you getting the benefits of that multivitamin? And are you actually helping your body, or are you actually now adding more toxins for your body to detox? And it becomes that conversation quite frequently. And then once they try something that's different, that goes, wow, I have so much more energy. I don't understand why I was taking a multivitamin of these other supplements for the last 15 years. And they don't realize the difference until they go, oh, I'm sleeping better. I'm having a lucid sleep. I have so much energy. I don't feel foggy in the morning when I wake up. These are, it's a real life thing once you see the other side of it, right? And that's what we do.
Well, you know, it's funny about what you just said about the supplements. So before I moved into media studies in my college, in my major, I was in the personal training major, and I had to take a nutrition course, basic nutrition, but this person, my teacher, she had this person in our class. I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Low Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to exclusive members' private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99, and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years, and I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you. volunteer to put one of her supplements into I forget what she was using. I think it was like vinegar or something, or I don't know, some kind of dissolving solution. Right. So she put it in this cup, filled it up. So she put it in the back of the room for until the end of class to see if it dissolved, right? Well, after, I think it was an hour-long class, and after an hour, well, guess where, you know where that supplement ended up? Didn't move an inch, didn't dissolve, didn't do anything. And so just think about it that way.
But with that's happening in your stomach.
Yeah. And it's like, it's not dissolving in your stomach.
It's going
to be a mountain of pills or a mountain of powder in your stomach. And it's like, whoa, I feel full. Yeah, that's probably why you feel full.
Yeah, exactly. And it comes out like full out the other end. But that's the majority of supplements that are out there. And that's why we talk about absorption rate and all this sort of fun stuff. And it's kind of cool. It's phenomenal when you get the true benefits of the supplements and the enzymes and getting the benefits of natural Mother Nature's gifts. And that's what it's all about.
Well, here's another fun fact. Anybody can literally create their own protein powder. I learned this also. I think it was also my nutrition course too. We watched a video where anybody could easily create a protein powder. All you have to do is come up with a label, stick it on a bottle. Hey, look, it's protein powder.
Yeah. And that happens more often than not, right?
Yeah. And where can people learn more about these essential oils? Like, I know there's a lot of Google searches, but I know you have Google and you have Facebook, but how do you know which ones are the best essential oils versus the imposters?
Exactly. So what we know in the industry is that 95% of essential oils on the market are adulterated. So that means if you're going to Walmart, you're going to Walgreens, you're going to the health store, just turn the bottles around and they'll tell you right on the back of the bottles if you can take, and I use the basic ones like peppermint and lemon and stuff like that, if you can take them internally or not. If they say no, right off the hop, that's a huge, huge red flag. Don't even think about going there and don't even use those. You can reach out to me. I can give you a bunch of information, a bunch of studies. You just reach out to me, scott@scottmanduck.com. I can definitely help you out there, or just scott@scottmanduck.com. I can help guide you, direct you, and we can even do like a wellness consult. Like I know it's kind of, we're having a podcast now, but we can have like a mini 15, 20 minute phone call, review some things, and I can give you some ideas for you to research, and I can send you some videos and stuff like that of different products that we've used with a whole bunch of other customers around the world and see what you think. We've already done a lot of that research, and we can give you some more research, and then you kind of make a decision on what you want to do and what you want to start with. We know that it works. My wife's a living proof of it. She wouldn't be here today.
And, you know, I saw someone I read in somewhere, like, I think then like last year, that some doctor, is a Dr. Pimple Popper. I forget her name, but told this one person, this influencer, some kind of other person who was like an essential oil fanatic. And she's like, you're giving people false information. And it's like, wasn't telling she's an expert. And it's like, I kind of get tired of people like kind of just bashing other people just for what they do. And it's like, if they want to try it, do it at your own risk. And it's like, me and Scott are not experts, but it just, we found something that works for us. And it's like, I would still be, if it wasn't for essential oils, I probably still be on a mood medication for my autism. And does it control my mood that fluctuates sometimes? Not every single day, but you can't always be happy unless if you're on the medicine or you're smoking weed. Hey, I see pretty colors.
Yeah. But what we can tell you, though, we're not we're not scientists, we're not doctors, but what I can tell you is that we have the purest oils in the world. What I can tell you is that we have thousands of testimonials of how oils have affected and changed people's lives for the better. That maybe means something to you. How many testimonials do you get when you walk into the doctor's office and you have a cold and they give you a different flavor of antibiotics? Do they give you a big long list of testimonials and of, oh yes, it helped with this, but here are the 10 side effects that you just got from taking that antibiotic? No, they don't tell you any of that stuff, right? And that's the interesting part about this is doing your research, people. I want you to be curious. I want you to do your education. And that's self-empowerment. And that's what we want for you. And what we do is we help direct you with that and help guide you with different oils that can help support your body. And you can do your own research too. That's the best part. Like yes. It's, you can't get better than that.
Yeah. And my doctor, like what I really like about him is that, he never said like, oh, essential oils are stupid. He might not use them himself, but you know, person knows, knew me like pretty much my whole entire life growing up, mm-hmm. In Pennsylvania. And, he probably have heard bits and pieces of conversation over the years that I was taking this medication, I was taking this and taking that. Mm-hmm. And I have a whole long list of medical history that was just messed up. And I found something that just works for me. Unfortunately, I still use some annoying chemical products, but at the moment I'm hoping to eventually get rid of them. But I've been struggling with some financial stuff.
Right. So. We'll get you through that. Right. Use your oils and vinegar and water to clean. It's going to save you a bunch of money. You can get rid of those chemicals, right?
Yeah.
You need a couple drops.
Scott, you definitely have to give me some of these recipes after this.
It's mind-blowing. We use literally, I think, 4 oils to clean our entire house. Entire house. Literally. Like, no joke.
Like, is that even possible?
We've been doing it for years, my friend. Literally. Yep.
Why didn't we meet earlier?
I hear that a lot lately. it's so awesome that we can actually transform that. And my skin is like a billion times better than what it's ever been. And being a bald guy, you can see all the different blemishes that I used to have way back in the day. And I have black marks on the top of my head. All of them are gone. People think I have baby hands. And I mess around with some construction and stuff like that. And I beat the crap out of my hands. My hands are like babies. Like, it's just so smooth. And it's just one of those jokes that everyone makes jokes now. It's like, well, hey man, it's the oils, the supplements, it's no chemicals in the house. It all helps.
So before we wrap up, where can people follow you and find you and learn more about these amazing essential oils?
The best place to reach me is probably on Facebook, which is just Scott Manduk. If you want to go to the website, it's scottmanduk.com. If you want to get in touch with me and book a wellness consult, you can actually click that right on the website as well. And you can go into the calendar and book a quick 15, 20 minute wellness consult. You can email me at scott@scottmanduk.com as well. And I'm here to help. I'm here to guide people. This is what I've been doing now for full time for a long, long time. So let's see what we can do to help more people. Let's get that ripple effect going.
So would you be willing to come back for a part 2 of this sometime?
Absolutely.
In 2021?
Let's do it.
I mean 2021. Whoops.
Yeah, 2021. 2021? If I'm still here, buddy, I'm in.
We're both going to be here. What are you talking about?
True story.
Oh, now he's making jokes. What the heck?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Thanks for having me, Joel, man. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast, and have a great rest of your day.
You as well, man.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Over ice.
A power up in a cup.
Energize.
Or a blueberry lemonade smoothie.
Blend it up in your cup.
Made with real fruit, real juice for a real sip and good summer.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup, all for a limited time.
Who's thirsty?